It's 8:08 on a Monday morning, and checking in with us today is City Council District 1 candidate, Libertarian Dave Naccarato. Dave, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Glass. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being with us this morning here on Election Day Eve. And folks know that early voting can take place again this morning, 8 a.m. Things just got kicked off down there at 401 West 7th Street. Until noon today, what does early voting mean? It means you can vote at only one place and one place only, and that is 401 West 7th Street. If you do not have proper identification, don't worry. The DMV is open, or BMV is open, 8:30 to 8 p.m. today, so you have plenty of time to get over there and renew your photo ID if it is out of date. And the BMV will also be open the same time as the polls tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So the elimination of headaches is eliminated. And now it's time to get to the polls and make your vote count. Dave is running for City Council District Number 1. What made you get in this race, Dave? We know we've seen your name in the election cycle before. Tell us why city politics was your angle this time.
Well, you're right. I started trying to run for county commissioner here in the past. I've running as a libertarian lots of times. It's a three-way race. And with that in mind, it's pretty tough to break in and actually become elected. But you do get an opportunity to have the topics discussed and have a voice. So it was worth my time. This go-around at the city election, it was an opportunity to have a two-way race. And looking at what's going on with I-69 being built and the needs of the west side, I thought it was a great opportunity to try to continue what I've already started, taking the fact that in the past, in this particular district, I have had support. Marty Hawk is on the west side predominantly. Same thing with this group of voters. And they, in my opinion, have different needs than, say, the east side or the south side. We've got the three main east-west corridors of Second Street, Bloomfield Road, and Third Street. And probably leading into it as far as a campaign issue, when we have I-69 and people trying to come into the fine city of Bloomington, they have to have one of those three roads if they're coming from the north. If they're coming in, they've got to come across predominantly on 3rd Street. And when they put in the divider on 3rd Street, they eliminate a lot of left-hand turn lanes. And I've got friends that are members of the American Legion. And probably I wanted to be able to stand up for them of how they were ignored by FDO planners and mayor, or past mayor, and leading and eliminating that left-hand turn, because if you ever go to a function with the American Legion, you are forced to go a block or two to make a left-hand turn, either coming or going, and it's a safety concern for a lot of those members, and it's confusing because is it legal? They don't know if they can. They have to risk making a turn. So that was one of the reasons I got in. Also, we have lots of different lifestyles on the west side. Lots of people try to call it diversity. Well, we've got between the different condos downtown to probably the largest group of manufactured homeowners are on the west side. There's a park down off from Leonard Springs called Heatherwood, and there's 200-300 homes down there. And these are all part of the city. And that's one thing that people don't realize is how big District 1 is. It reaches out across I-69, down Curry Pike, down Leonard Springs. And there's a need to have a voice for those residents, those people who need sidewalks and other improvements. We've got three pockets on the West Side District that have not been annexed by the city. Now, there have been a few candidates out there discussing the fact that maybe we should be looking at that, but I have a hard time believing that the direction we have been going in the past years, that anything is going to change unless someone steps up and speaks up for the needs of some changes. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to speak up and not just worry about the core downtown, not just worry about the needs of the east side, but I want to really represent the west side district.
Dave Naccarato is our guest this morning. He's a Libertarian candidate in City Council District Number 1. Dave, when people hear the word Libertarian, what are some of the misconceptions they associate with that party? And how can you put them a little bit at ease telling them what you guys really do?
Well, that's a good question, for the fact that so many people like to put a label on whether it's a D, R, or an L.
And that's a very prevalent thought process in today's politics, sadly.
And I don't like that. I think you need to, especially at local politics, you need to be able to find out what that person stands for and what can they do to make your community better. And don't be talking about national issues and how you feel about that, because, yes, it's part of their personality, but really down, when you boil it down, it's what is going to happen in your own town. And probably the way I would like to be able to say is, libertarians generally say less government. And we know it can't be no government, but lots of people say, well, a libertarian doesn't want to have any government. Well, that's kind of a simple oversimplifying what was going on, but I would like to put it in this frame. It's what I have as far as kind of my mission on my door hangers. And by the way, I put out around 4,000 door hangers here on the west side, and it says, the first question city council should always ask themselves is, how can we make Bloomington a better place to live without spending more money? Because a libertarian generally is trying to be fiscally conservative. Now, we are socially liberal. Now, that rubs some people the wrong way, but I think in Bloomington, part of my campaign in the past is I'm a hybrid with those things in mind of being socially liberal and fiscally conservative. And I believe it's a good match for Bloomington.
Oh, and I couldn't agree with you more, because not everybody thinks the same way. But do you feel you get lost in the jet wash when people just pull the D or the R lever? They have to come find you. Do you think that's part of the disadvantage of being in the libertarian side of things?
Well, it has been, and it definitely would be if this was a three-way race for this position. But this go-around, it's a two-way race. So you either have the D or an L going into it. If you do the numbers, and I'm a bit of a numbers guy, back when I ran for commissioner last year, I received the same exact voting precincts, 336 votes. It only takes 444 to win this district if it's similar turnout. You do the math, how many votes do I need, and taking away one choice, I think this is an election that I have a chance of winning. In the past, it's been a win, place, or show, and it's always just been kind of show. But this go around, I think I have a chance to be elected. And so when people say, well, if you vote for a libertarian, you're going to throw your vote away, let's think twice about this. I just need a handful of people who are not exposed, people who are maybe wanting a little bit of change, people who want to have someone on the council that is not part of the team, people who have something to lose if they do not go along, and that I have nothing to lose. I just can ask questions. I can be part of that process in order to.
How important do you think the council needs that voice of? I don't want to say an outsider. I don't think that's fair. But when you have everybody on the same wavelength, it seems like there is no discourse. Do you think that makes for a – that's probably not the best working environment, is it?
Look, I don't believe – I think you do need to have that kind of discussion. Let me use, for example, of the 911 issues that came up in the past. And the city police chief has some control over the operations of that. Out of the gate, we were hearing from the deputy mayor that there wasn't a problem with 911. Well, whether there was or there was not, I believe before you make statements that everything is rosy, that you need to be able to be gathering facts, not doing damage control. Although I do know as a professional politician, administrator in a city government, it's necessary. I do think it's also necessary for public safety that you do have healthy discussions.
And both sides need to have that discussion. And one side is, again, whether it's the L's or the R's or somebody else, somebody for the betterment of government hopefully needs to break through from that. So when tomorrow, when folks go to the polls and go in behind the curtain and make their final say on things, where are you going to be located? Where are you going to be watching the results come in? Let us know your plans for tomorrow.
There are four election sites that concern District 1 out at the Highland School, Tri-North, Fairview, and Summit. That has all the precincts covered. So I will be trying to make my rounds, trying to meet the people who want to still talk to me, ask them questions, and see if I'm someone that they could support and believe in. We're pretty much down the wire. Almost probably half of the early voting has happened, and so a lot of things can't change. I've been working on this since the primary. I announced that I was going to run for office, and I've been meeting since June with different groups. So hopefully I've done my work. Hopefully I've reached enough people that can support me and that I can represent them for the West Side. And before I hang up here, one thing I want people to realize is that the West Side is huge as far as with I-69, with the like Whitehall Plaza where we have Lowe's, and then going out to where Big Lots is, the West Side Marsh, the West Side Kroger, that's all part of District 1.
Right.
So those businesses also need to be represented.
And there's plenty of land out there as well that's going to be making some news. And you said accurately, once the interstate comes through, it'll be interesting to see how that works. The good news is the weather is going to be absolutely perfect today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. So folks should have very limited reasons not to be able to get out and not be able to cast their vote. Dave, we appreciate your time this morning. Dave Naccarato, Libertarian candidate for City Council District Number 1. Good luck in tomorrow's election, and we'll keep an eye on the results Tuesday morning or Wednesday morning.
Thank you, Glass, and thank you. Have a great day.